Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Owners meeting or something. Well, us fans, like, we aggregate that and we retweet it and we repost it and we like the little posts that are written about it and the journalists write about it and then, you know, us radio hosts talk about it. That's what we do.
Yeah. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. And reminder, coming up tonight at 7 o'clock, the Valkyries take on the Phoenix Mercury, and you can hear the game on 95.7 The Game and the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Kevin Dana and Sophia Jones will have the call, and you can watch the games on KPIX+. Pre-game starts at 6:30. Plus, Shasky, Damian Nevis, who was Daniel Johnson's coach at Jesse Bethel High in Vallejo, joining us in 20 minutes at 9:20.
Let's go!
Pick the brain of one of the newest Giants high school coach.
I mean,
who is Daniel Johnson? Can you tell us that, coach?
Daniel Johnson and the first baseman. Come on, give me the name.
Smith.
I just had a, yeah.
Dominic Smith.
More impact than Dennis Schroeder for the Warriors already? Steiny making an appearance.
I mean, Dan Johnson, he did basically win them the game yesterday. They lose without him.
That's what I'm saying.
There's no doubt.
Did Schroeder have any moment like
that? Did he ever win the Warriors a game?
I'm asking.
Yeah, that's not saying much, honestly.
No, I'm not saying that it is, but like one game in, you've already like accomplished what you're looking for.
That's a shot at Dennis
Schroeder. You were looking for a spark. You got a little spark.
He was good.
You know?
I'm with you.
These back of the road. Look, did Christian Kos win them any game?
He probably contributed to a win here or there.
I'm not saying that he's the end-all, be-all, or the worst player in the world. You know, these back-of-the-end guys, 23, 24, 25th, 26th man, I'm not expecting them to do a whole lot. But when your number's called, can you make a couple plays?
Well, there's also...
can you make a couple plays?
I mean, we can also be real. There's a chance that Dominic Smith and Daniel Johnson are Giants for 2 weeks. And we'll see.
It could be Connor Joe. You know,
to be a pretty good pro,
right?
Connor Joe.
Well, yeah, but not with the Giants.
It's another Farhan dumpster dive.
He was the opening
Didn't
day
pay off with the Giants.
Yeah, who was it? Who's the other guy? Who were the two corner outfielders that day?
Oh,
and they were Connor Joe and Michael Reed.
Michael Reed. Opening day starting lineup.
Let's make another
Connor
trade with
Joe
Seattle
and Michael Reed.
I mean, we must have made 75 trades with Seattle that no one had ever heard of.
Connor Joe is on the infamous list of opening day left fielders.
Oh yeah,
which. Hopefully, fingers crossed, gets snapped next year when Elliot Ramos makes a second straight opening day start and left.
Yeah, that would be great. Be great.
What did you like that Zach Manassian, who we just had on, GM of the Giants, said about Adames? I know you asked him about him, and you said...
He needs some positivity.
How do you get him that positivity he's going through these struggles, offensively and defensively?
I think the little things like last night, like that walk... And then to be a part of that rally and that win, that can fuel you. You're going to say it sounds foolish, but it's the truth. You want to go to bed thinking I contributed to a win. And when you make a couple defensive mistakes and you don't get on base, you know, it can feel very lonely out there as a player because you don't feel like you had a hand in the win. You know, stealing a bag, Scoring a game tying run. You know, there's something about the endorphins of running the bases and scoring. Even if it's via a walk, you felt like you contributed. And he even here, it's like, hey, the defense wasn't great last night. The play where he's kind of, I call it drifting as an outfielder, where you're drifting shoulder to the outfield, looking up at a ball. I thought Ramos has got to make that play. You could tell like Adames was drifting with caution, afraid he's going to get, you know, blasted. Yeah. By Ramos in that situation, and you want to see your left fielder be the one to take charge and call him off because he's coming in on that play. It's a much easier play, and with runners on, you know, if he's catching it coming in, he can see the play in front of him of where to throw to. If your shortstop's catching it as he's backing up, it's a much more difficult throw and assessment of where to throw if someone goes to advance as a base runner.
I think also, like, yeah, contributing in even a minor way, like a walk and a run scored in a rally is big. It's also just team wins a game.
Yeah, no doubt.
Like, it's one. I think all you make a mistake, the error, right? Adames' error, where he took his eye off the ball. And that's, you mentioned it earlier, inexcusable.
You gotta make that play.
You're a big leader. You're a veteran. You just simply cannot take your eye off the ball. It's a hit up the middle, but you were positioned there. It's a routine grounder. You make that play 99.9% of the time, right? Like, it takes a bad hop. Okay, maybe you understand it, but it was all straightforward. Takes his eye off the ball. It's an error. That's one thing. Even if you don't contribute elsewhere, having your team bounce back and rally and win that game despite your mistake, even that can kind of take the pressure off. Be like,
100%.
I didn't cost us the win. Let's take a deep breath. Let's like reset here and let's go again.
100%.
Just your team picking you up sometimes can be enough.
There's no doubt about it. And you know, when you hit a ball hard and you don't even get out of the batter's box, it is so deflating. And I'm like, oh! You hit it hard. You can't do any better. Like, that's what people say in the dugout. Like, that's what you look for.
And you're just like, shut the hell up.
Exactly.
I don't want to hear it.
And then when you see somebody else, what I call, they hit a duck fart for a, you know, lack of a better term. It's like a little blooper, a little end of the bat. And you're looking, you go, why can't I get one of those? Like, that's how the game is. It's, baseball is a very mental game. Golf, baseball, the free throw line in the NBA. Because you're not moving. You're standing around a lot. And so each pitch, all right. It's 1-0. It looks like he's setting up outside. Let me go a couple steps this way. You have all this downtime to think. It becomes a very individualized sport. In basketball, there's too much movement, and in football, there's too much movement. You're worried about what you're doing as things are moving, whereas baseball is just so much downtime.
Yeah.
And you see this a lot with DHs, and this is why Devers, I think, hates being a DH in Boston. When all you are...
He used to be anything but a third baseman.
Right, but when all you are is a batter... You live and die by each at-bat, and that's the only way you feel like you're contributing on a given day. It's tough.
And then when you are struggling offensively and you do play a defensive position, you take those struggles out with you into the field.
See it all the time.
If Adames was on a 10-game hit streak and over his last 10 games hitting .350 with a couple of big flies and a bunch of runs scored and runs driven in, he doesn't make that area.
How many times did SportsCenter back in the day, because we don't watch SportsCenter anymore, a guy makes a great play in the field and then comes up the next inning and does something with the bat. It's infectious.
Put
the game is infectious.
Ease.
And it's a magnet. You know, like when you're struggling, the ball will find you. Well, you know, it just is. Like the newly subbed guy, the ball will find them. But it's the same thing when you're on a hot streak. The ball finds you as well.
Yeah. The 510 on the text line, 888-957-9570. Ramos did call him off. You saw it on the replay. Adames should have bailed out. It did look like Ramos was calling it, and we're talking about that pop-up
to
shallow left in the ninth inning. But what Ramos said post-game on NBC Sports Bay Area essentially was, yeah, I was saying I, as in I got it, but it was loud. The fans were loud, and he probably couldn't hear me.
It's tough. I mean, you're up in the air. And also, sometimes you just, in the middle of a play, sometimes you literally just can't hear. Because you're just blacked out as you're trying to make a play. Some guys play like that.
Takes a lot of focus to, I mean, you're a shortstop running back exactly. to the infield, tracking a ball. You've got a gigantic Ramos sprinting at you as well. You don't want to run into him.
No.
You're trying to keep an eye. I mean, you're in fair territory, but you also have in the back of your mind, all right, where's the foul line? Am I going to run into the stands? Am I going to hit the wall? You got a lot of things to worry about. And I mean, he is a veteran making a lot of money. That's what the job entails. But we can't lie and say, yeah, that's an easy play to make.
No,
it's not.
No. There's no doubt about it. And again, sometimes somebody calls something and you hear it late and you bail out late and two guys kind of flinch or whatever. You see that happen a lot more.
I mean, it happened. Tatis and Merrill almost collided in right center. Nearly collided.
And also Johnson and Jung-Hoo Lee, there were a couple of, like, Jung-Hoo, like, late. Like, I got this. Get out of the way.
And then two games ago, Encarnacion and Jung-Hoo on Encarnacion's, I don't know if diving is the right word, stumbling catch.
That was actually a hell of a play.
That was a weird as hell play because it felt like Jung-Hoo Lee had the much easier play, but Encarnacion called him off. It worked out. They got the out. But, like, the awkwardness between a player calling the other one off isn't purely just that play. Like, it's happened a lot in this series.
Boy, that Zach interview, I can't wait to get some of the cuts. I would like to listen to some of the Bryce stuff one more time. And just how good a win feels for an organization, how happy he felt. Like, that, you win and lose, whether it's the NBA, the NFL, Major League Baseball, the vibe around a team can shift dramatically.
You want to hear it? Zach Manassian, who joined us earlier in the 8 o'clock hour, 8:30, asked what they want to see from Eldridge to get the call from the big leagues. Here's the Giants GM.
The biggest thing is still getting better defensively at first base. I had the privilege of seeing Bryce in high school, actually, scouting him, and the day I saw him, he pitched. He was basically Shohei Ohtani for his high school team. He pitched and he hit, and when he wasn't pitching, he was still hitting. So there really isn't a lot of innings experience defensively. He is getting better and better, and I think it's another player, plays very hard. He wants to be great. He himself has come out and talked about his defense and how it needs to get better, how he wants it to get better. We don't want to do him a disservice by bringing him here, and you know, you basically can't play him in the field, and I think our minor league people have done a great job with him, coaching staff in AA, and he'll get some new voices at AAA that he's familiar with. But also people like Will Clark, Joe Panik, Ron Wotus, our major league staff put a lot of work in with him during spring training. So just continuing to shore up that defense, and then the pitching from AA to AAA, probably see a little bit more spin. You know, you get a little bit more of the crafty veterans as he just continues to round out, you know, his offensive game and making more contact, because when he makes contact, he's obviously very dangerous.
All right, there's a Giants GM, Zach Manassian. Yeah, what's up?
21 in October.
Well, he's so
21 in October.
Obviously, he spent the vast majority of that minute 13 answer talking about his defense, and that's essentially the reason he's not ready. He then brings up, well, in AAA, he's going to see more spin and maybe a little bit more challenge, although that is a hitter's league. The ballparks tend to favor hitters, and you see a lot of big numbers. You're out here on the West Coast as opposed to playing back east, where at least this time of year and early in the season it's cold, and that kind of dampens offensive numbers. It does seem like, generally, the Giants feel like his bat is already major league ready.
It's going to be probably a hundo in Sacramento for the next, 3 months?
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm talking about triple digits in terms of heat. I don't know if you've ever played up there and the ball flies up there.
Oh, yeah.
It's
I've been doing a number of games up there. Yeah.
Yeah. So I expect his offense to be fine. It's the defense. There's no doubt about it.
It feels like they think the bat's major league ready. And hopefully the offensive struggles to the degree that we've seen for the last 2.5-3 weeks is completely behind this team. But if they go through an offensive slump again, and everything from the Giants is, we feel like his bat is pretty darn ready, there's going to be a lot of noise from you, me, fans, everyone. I don't care if his glove isn't ready. We need his bat in the lineup.
I'm ready.
Right?
I'm ready. Like, but there are a lot of plays at first base. You know, think about last night. Think about last night. Like, right? How many individual plays? Forget just the throwovers from third, second, and short. How many plays that were choppers in what I call the Bermuda Triangle between pitcher, second, and first?
Yeah.
In just this series alone.
That play Casey Schmidt made two nights ago, I wouldn't imagine that Eldridge makes. The one where he flipped to, who was covering first at that time? Was that still Roop?
It might have been Rogers.
You're right, it was
Rogers. Might have been Rogers.
It was in the eighth.
The play that Rogers made last night, where it bounced off his leg. Some first baseman might go to try to get that ball that bounced off his leg and vacate the base.
The diving catch that Dom Smith made from first base. Might not be one that Bryce Eldridge made.
That was
made.
A really nice play. So, Casey almost had one that went down the line the other day. The point is, it's not just like throws from third and throws from second. The dig out play that Casey didn't get the other day. Yeah. That's a hard play.
Yeah.
But that was the difference in that game from winning and losing.
Yep.
It was one of many, but
these three games are one run games.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we saw Luciano when he came up in, I think it was the Pirates series I mean, he cost them multiple games because of his defense.
Yeah, he did. All right, what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. And what is coming up is Daniel Johnson, one of the newest Giants and one of the heroes last night. His high school coach at Jesse Bethel High in Vallejo, Damian Nevis, he joins us next. Plus, we'll continue to hear more from the GM of the San Francisco Giants, Zach Manassian. That is coming up when we return. It's the Morning Roast at 95.7 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We will also play some of the cuts, specifically the stuff that he said about Bryce Eldridge. We got that coming up for you. Also, I'm sure if you listen throughout the day to Stanny and Goo and Willard and Dibbs, you will hear chunks of that conversation. You can also make sure to follow the Morning Roast wherever you get your podcasts, and that Zach Manassian interview will be there for you. Plus, we do have another conversation coming up that I'm really excited for. Daniel Johnson, one of the newest Giants, was one of the heroes in the Giants' win last night, had a couple of hits, had a stolen base, had a great catch in deep right center field, native of Vallejo, California. His high school head coach, Damian Nevis, who was the head coach at Jesse Bethel High in Vallejo, he's joining us, Shasky, here in a minute or two. We just got to find out who this guy is.
I know. I can't wait. You know, by the way, sorry for being late to the segment.
You're good.
You know it's a big day because Goo and Steiny and Evan are talking my ear off about last night's game. Everybody's fired up. Steiny. Baseball guy.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Speaking of baseball guy, he's going to be on Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys later today, Matt
Whoa.
Steinman.
No way. How'd you get him?
I went up to him and was like, hey, Matt, you want to do the podcast? He's like, yeah, sure.
I heard
this guy is such a D.
I heard Guru was a little pissed off that he didn't get the invite before Steiny.
Well, in fairness, the reason that is because I ran into Steiny before I ran into Guru, so that's how that order went.
You better smooth things over with Goo, because
I heard he's getting pushed around.
That's exactly how he feels.
Goo's going to be next week for the Dodgers series, so.
Okay. I'm sure the first thing Goo will say is, why'd you go Steiny first? But
100% he will. 100%.
No, he will. He's done it to me twice already. So
one thing that you'll learn about this industry, it's showbiz. The egos are, whoo. Not that I have one.
Yeah, of course you don't have one. You're perfect in every way, Shaz.
You're the only. I think Shaz, you're the only radio host I've ever met who doesn't have an ego.
Yeah, I know. I'm perfectly imperfect. You know,
to be humble like that.
All my little intricacies are just beautiful. I'm like a sunflower.
Yeah, sure. By the way, coming up tonight at 7 o'clock.
Tell that to my wife.
You want to just lie to her?
Coming up tonight at 7 o'clock, the Valkyries take on the Phoenix Mercury. And you can hear the game on 95.7 The Game and the Valkyries channel on the free Odyssey app. Kevin Dana and Sophia Jones will have the call, and you can watch the games as well on KPIX+. Pre-game starts at 6:30 there on KPIX+. Hell of a win yesterday by the Giants, Shasky. I'm still just floating from that.
Buzzing.
I mean, there's been a lot of, like, I always remember, like, the Giants, it's kind of been their thing. They start seasons well, like in April and in May, and you get those positive vibes rolling, and then the June swoon rolls around.
Every year.
And you just wonder, are they ever going to break free from this? And I know it's only June 5th. Yesterday, breaking free from their slump was June 4th. But it's hard to shake what has been, like, built into your mind year after year after year. I don't want a bad June. Last night was so important. I don't want this June swoon thing. I want to go into July feeling good. I want to go into, I think it's important to go into like July when the trade deadline is and it's near the end of July, not from a spot of desperation,
yes,
but from a spot of we're good. We can now be great.
Yeah. Yeah. And I need Adames and Chapman to put together a couple of weeks here. Chapman's starting to get it going, which is great. Bailey's starting to get it going, which is great. But, man, if they could get Adames and Chapman humming simultaneously, I think that kind of stabilizes so many little things for this team right now.
Yeah.
And then having Jung Woo Lee get multiple rips last night, that's big. That's big. I was really, you know, you could tell I was starting to get worried about Jung Woo Lee.
Absolutely.
You know, you adjust. Okay, you come out hot. The league adjusts to you. Now you've got to adjust again. That's the constant battle and struggle being a Major League big leaguer.
You know who we got on the River Islands guest line, Shasky?
Who's that?
It is Damian Nevis Sr., Daniel Johnston, one of the newest Giants, one of the heroes in last night's Giants win, who they promoted to the big league squad, started him in right field. They batted him seventh, had a couple of hits, a stolen base, a great catch in Triples Alley in deep right center field. His high school coach, Damian Nevis Sr., his high school coach at Jesse Bethel High in Vallejo. Daniel Johnston was a senior back in 2013 under Damian Nevis Sr. Damian, first of all, welcome to 95.7 The Game. Welcome to the Morning Roast. I'm Mark Randy. That's Joe Shasky. Thanks so much for coming on this Thursday morning. Can you tell us a little bit about Daniel Johnston?
Oh, thank you. As I remember him, he was very determined to do what he was doing. He used to say how much he wanted to make it to the pros, and he really worked hard. He was a good student. He used to hit after practice just to be better. He always wanted to be better at what he did. Always had the tools. So fast, as you can see, he was the fastest guy on the team. And if he stole bases, he wanted to steal more. If he hit the ball, he wanted to hit it farther. So he was always like that.
Are you surprised that he's a big leaguer right now? I mean, you know, sometimes you can see these things coming a mile away, and sometimes you can't. Did you think when you were coaching him, yeah, this is a guy that's going to play for the San Francisco Giants one day?
Yeah, that was amazing. Like I said, he always wanted to do it. He was determined. He worked so hard at it. I'm not surprised at all that he is where he's at.
Did he grow up a Giants fan?
You know, I don't really remember what team he really liked, but it's been so long. I don't remember what team. He loved baseball, though, I'll tell you that.
What position did he play for you?
He played center field, and I think he could have played center, left, and right. He was that fast.
Well, I mean, the way that he covered the right center field gap, and that's a big gap here at Oracle Park in Triples Alley. I know you were watching the game in Vallejo last night. He had other moments as well, a couple of hits. He had a stolen base. He scored a run in that big rally in the seventh inning. But, I mean, that catch in the ninth inning, it saved the game. What's it like watching one of your former players make a play like that on a stage like that?
Well, I was listening to his interview, and you know, he had never played there before, and just to make that kind of a catch in a tough center field area, you know, Triples Alley, you know, that was awesome to see.
So
not surprised he could do it, though. He was very fast.
So, you know, I'm when you're a high school coach, like sometimes you keep in contact with people and sometimes you don't, you know, and there are coaches that I've had in high school that I still view as mentors, just like life mentors. When was the last time you talked with Daniel?
It's been a couple of years. I did reach out to him a couple of times, but I knew he was busy. He was around. I think he was with Cleveland at the time. And I did see him here in Vallejo one day. He was getting over an injury, but still ready to go back and ready to play. You know, he was always that way, you know.
Yeah. You know, when I do a lot of coaching here in San Francisco, and, you know, we always, come on, stop that. Stop that, you knuckleheads. But, you know, you get in front of a bunch of kids, right, and you use different analogies. Like, oh, whose favorite player is Steph Curry? And they're like, oh, I love Steph Curry. I'm like, well, if you get a chance to watch him practice, like, he practices like no other. I mean, he plays game speed in practice. And you're trying to explain that to the youngsters and hope it kind of seeps in on a couple of them. Do you ever use Daniel as an example to the young kids that you're coaching today?
Oh, sure. I've been out of coaching for a little while, but yes, most definitely. And talked about him all the time. He was a really driven kid. You know, he really, like I said, he loved baseball and he knew what he wanted to do.
Damian Neves Sr., coached for Daniel Johnston at Bethel High in Vallejo. He was a senior back in 2013 with us here on the Morning Roast at 95.7 The Game. I got one more for you, Damian. I mean, so many of these pro athletes, whether you're a superstar or you're somebody who's been in the minors and you got a sniff of the majors, it feels like all of these guys were just absolute phenoms as kids and in the high school level. Do you have a story that you remember when he was in high school? Like, did he have a 3-homer game and he willed your team to a victory? Like, what stands out to you? Like, what you remember most, like an in-game moment that really showed his greatness back in high school?
Talking with other coaches and just saying, look, the ball gets hit out there, that he's going to get it. You know, we knew that was going to happen. I remember one time trying to make him a pitcher because he had such a good arm. And I think pitching was just an enclosed space for him. He just needed to be out running, you know. He was just a great kid, and he really proved himself by example. You know, he always wanted to be better, and it wasn't necessarily be better than anybody else. It was just to be better. And I thought that was going to take him a long way.
It's well said, Coach. We really appreciate you taking the time to come join us and just, you know, go down the path of who Daniel Johnston is. And thank you very much from everybody out there for all the years and hours you spent on a diamond. You know, there's probably a lot of amazing stories, but this is one of them. And good job, Coach.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Have a great day.
All right, that's Damian Neves Sr., head coach of Daniel Johnston. Went back when he was a high school student at Bethel High in Vallejo. Yeah, great stories. That's
it really
awesome.
Is. You know, look, you're going to roll your eyes at this, but this is how I view life. I'm a big believer in you literally, if you will yourself enough, can do just about anything you want. Like, that's the beauty. And we have a lot of wrong things in the world and a lot of wrong things in society, but the beauty of America, to a degree, is you can will yourself into something. Now, it's going to be harder for, you know, Joe Shasky at 5'9 to be able to dunk from the free throw line, right? Like, I understand that there are some physical limitations on those things. But why I love sports so much is the meritocracy of it and how someone can will themselves to an opportunity and then given a chance to show themselves, have a game like that kid had last night. He might not ever have another moment like that. I mean, we're still talking about Mike Tauchman, and he's been on how many different teams since then? You know, like, that is the beauty of sports. And it's also why, like, you know, there's a part of me that rolls my eyes when I see LeBron do what he did with his kid and have him get the most guaranteed money possible. And it's like, come on, man, this is sports. Like, you either can play or you can't. And we're going to find out, you know? And so when I see someone like the Daniel Johnson story and the perseverance, and I look at his Wikipedia page, and I'm just going to read it off. I mean, Vallejo, California, Jesse Bethel High School. In his senior year, he bats 5'15", and he goes undrafted in the baseball draft.
5'15".
I know. Then he goes to Northeastern Oklahoma A&M College. I've never even heard of that school, all right? Eventually transferring to New Mexico State and gets drafted in the fifth round by the Washington Nationals. And then spends a ton of time with the Nationals minor league system, 3 years basically, and then traded to the Indians, bounces around their system, and came up and hit a home run off Chris Bassett of the Oakland A's, and then traded to the New York Mets, bounces around, goes back to the Nationals, goes to the Padres, goes to the Orioles. I mean, he signed in the Mexican League for crying out loud. And then signs a minor league contract with the Giants, and then boom, makes his way up to the big league club, the literal closest team in proximity to where he grew up, and makes a play and has two hits in a game that they desperately needed in front of basically the hometown crowd. I mean, what an incredible story.
An amazing story. And like all sports have stories like that. It feels like you get them most often in baseball.
Yes.
I mean, like the story last year, Spencer Bivens pitching in France.
Totally agree.
Playing baseball in France.
I know.
His first taste of professional baseball. And now he's on the best bullpen in baseball.
Look, I put the ball on the tee every day for my kid in the living room. And you know what I do?
Oh, like, you send those videos. I love them.
Marl batting, number 24, LJ Shasky. Do you know what it must be like for Daniel Johnson's family to go to? Like, I'm getting emotional thinking about it. And like, what it would be like for his mother and father or his aunt and uncle or grandfather, whoever is in his life, right? Friends, whatever, to be at the game last night and to hear, now batting from Vallejo, California, Daniel Johnson. Like, that must have been one of the most incredible moments of the young man's life.
Carter, what were you telling me? What was his walk-up song?
Since 84 by Mac Dre.
No, it wasn't.
And he wanted it to be Larry June, but he couldn't find a Larry June song edited.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, that's just...
But like this is what you dream of in the backyard.
Yep.
This is... Hey, give it to me. Give it to me.
Hey. Who the hell knows how long
only
this...
Only Mac Dre could rap to this song, by the way.
Who the hell knows how long this guy's going to be a Giant for? But he took advantage of his opportunity last night.
Look.
And he ain't got to be a Giants legend for this to be a cool story. It is already an awesome story.
Absolutely. Like, Juan Toscano-Anderson is a great, a freaking great story. Not a good story. A great story. You know, and I see him on television. I'm like, dude, that's a dude that maximized his chances and his opportunities. Those are the people you look for in life. And it's like, whatever Juan Toscano-Anderson wants to do for the rest of his life, I'm sure he's going to be successful because of the hard work and just obsession to get to where he was and to make a career out of where he came from. Dude, it's going to carry him the rest of his life.
So tip of the cap to Daniel Johnson, everybody who helped him get here. Awesome moment yesterday. He very well might be back in the lineup today. We will see. Maybe the Giants go with Yaz against Cease on the mound for the Padres today. We shall see what the Giants do. They got a day game to wrap up this series versus the Padres. You want to get back to what the GM said?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Zach Manassian joined us in the 8 o'clock hour. Hey, GM, what's it going to take for Bryce Eldridge to get the call?
The biggest thing is still getting better defensively at first base. I had the privilege of seeing Bryce in high school, actually, scouting him, and the day I saw him, he pitched. He was basically Shohei Ohtani for his high school team. He pitched and he hit, and when he wasn't pitching, he was still hitting. So there really isn't a lot of innings experience defensively. He is getting better and better, and I think it's another player, plays very hard, he wants to be great, he himself has come out and talked about his defense and how it needs to get better, how he wants it to get better. We don't want to do him a disservice by bringing him here and you know, you basically can't play him in the field. And I think our minor league people have done a great job with him, coaching staff and in Double A, and he'll get some new voices at Triple A that he's familiar with. But also people like Will Clark, Joe Panic, Ron Wotus, our major league staff put a lot of work in with him during spring training. So just continuing to shore up that defense, and then the pitching from Double A to Triple A, probably see a little bit more spin. You know, you get a little bit more of the crafty veterans as he just continues to round out, you know, his offensive game and making more contact. Because when he makes contact, he's obviously very dangerous.
That's Zach Manassian, GM of the Giants, on what it will take for Bryce Eldridge to get the call to the big league club. I don't mean to put a damper on everybody's Thursday morning after a great Giants win. It seems to me like he's not getting the call until he's ready defensively, and who knows how long that's going to be. I mean, he said, we don't want to do him a disservice, bring him up, and not be able to play him in the field.
Yeah, no, he's saying all the right things. I still, you know, your actions speak louder than your words. There's a reason he's in AAA right now. I mean, again, let me just read you off. I got the Rivercats roster right here. Let me read you off who's playing first base for them right now. Let me see.
Well, it's Eldridge, but
yeah, yeah. So that means he's on the doorstep. Do you see who's playing first base for the big league club right now?
I mean, yesterday it was Dom Smith.
A guy they just signed, and Casey Schmidt. So he's not far away. I mean, we're a Dom Smith, you know, foul ball off the bottom of his foot from seeing.
Okay, well, I followed up and I asked Zach Manassian, all right, is there a world where you feel like he's not quite ready? Ideally, you want him to be 100% ready. Mm. You have the utmost confidence he's going to be able to hit and he's going to be able to field at an above average level, and you're never going to have to even think about sending him back down. That's ideal. But say you feel like he's not quite ready, not as ready as you want him to be, yet simultaneously, you feel like he's also your best first baseman in the system. He gives you the best chance to win baseball games at the major league level. What happens then? Here's what the Giants GM said.
You always want to stay open-minded, and it's not just with Bryce. It's truly with all of these players and really trying to get their strengths. I think there's probably as much development at the major league level now as we've seen in the last, you know, 15 years, 20 years as players get pushed through the system quicker and quicker. So I would say there's always a chance, whether that's Bryce, whether it's another player, you try to protect them maybe by trying to cover up their deficiencies, you know, in other ways. I was fortunate. I worked for the Milwaukee Brewers at a time when they were rebuilding, and we had Ricky Weeks and Prince Fielder, who were considered defensive liabilities playing first base and second base, and we were starting to become a competitive team, and that was the question with those two. And, you know, do we try to protect them with defensive changes late in the game? In that situation, we didn't, but those are certainly things that you can consider with really any young player that comes up as a way to protect them but still allow them to grow and hopefully help you win games at the major league level, because like Buster said, that's what we're here to do. That's what it's about.
Hmm. Do you think his bat is good enough to offset what his glove isn't yet?
So let's say he doesn't play first base and they see him as like a DH option, as an option for right now. Like, there is a reality of Wilmer Flores and the knee. And I know you're like, hey, how is this guy not ready to hit every single day? Like, that knee is clearly bulky. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how else to put it.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy that a guy who's DHing still needs nights off.
Yeah, well, but Wilmer's body kind of breaks down on him. Like, I mean, it's,
yeah,
right?
No, it's true.
You know, and so just because you're not running the bases or just because you're not playing in the field doesn't mean just taking swings every single day doesn't wear you down. Like, if you and I right now, imagine the amount of swings these guys take every single day.
Oh, a ton.
Off the tee, yeah. In the cage, and then pregame, and then the game itself.
Yeah.
Plus just the normal load and just the normal wear and tear. Like,
one more getting hit in the hand.
Yeah, exactly. Right? And so, yeah, I don't know, man. I don't think it's as crazy as everyone else is making it. So you got to wait. We're going to wait all year. I think they're going to call him up when they think. When they think the team needs it.
We were talking before the show off the air about, you were talking about like facilities at D1 schools versus minor league.
Oh, yeah.
Facilities at the big league club are obviously amazing.
They're the best of the best.
Okay, but let's say they bring Eldridge up and their plan is to DH him for whatever reason. How much can he develop defensively without getting reps in game? Like, how much can he do at the facility with coaches to learn first base, or you're doing him a disservice by not letting him play through it and figure out.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Put out in-game action at AAA.
Well, those are two separate things. So, like there's pre-game work that you're putting in every single day.
Yeah.
You know, like Ron Washington is a great example. I don't know if you followed any of his videos online.
Yeah.
There's a ton of them because he's now signed with like Valley Trainer and these different training companies. I've seen him every single day, okay, with all these Ozzie Albies. Him and Ozzie Albies, when he was in Atlanta as a special coach, have all of these training videos that they're working on. It's every single game. They are going through this two-hour warm-up. Anthony Volpe does it as a shortstop for the Yankees. Crawford did it when he was here. The little red machine, I don't know if you've ever heard of this thing, but it's this little thing that we would use to soft toss. Mm. They use it for ground balls, and they do it with a paddle, and then they go to their trainer glove, and then they go to their regular glove. And so I don't know how many coaches are at the AAA level like there are in the big league level. I know there are a ton of coaches, and there are individual infield coaches, and Chapman is a great example
of someone. Game action at AAA versus all of that at the big league level.
Oh,
I mean, game
action
in AAA is more valuable, isn't it?
Probably, yes. Yeah. But it's not you're going to need both of these things to maintain your status in the bigs is what I'm kind of getting at. You need the game reps. Like, I can't simulate a chopper in between first and second, and you making that tough little throw to a pitcher with, like, let's just say Fernando Tatis Jr. barreling down the first baseline.
Yeah.
Like, that is something that you need the in-game reps of.
Got to protect your pitcher. You can't throw it to the, to the dugout side of first base. Otherwise, Tatis is going to run right into Tyler Rogers, and he might get hurt.
Exactly. Like you and I could hit you ground balls, and you could field all of them brilliantly. It's totally different when it's hit into the hole, and a guy is running down the line.
Yeah.
And you're making the play as you're looking, and you're trying to... to do that. So there was he needs both of these developers.
There was a play, we talk about the Adames error, where he took his eyes off the ball. There was a play last night where Adames, I forget what inning it was. It was a routine grounder to short, and he cleanly fields it, does everything well. He took an extra crow hop, looked down at the ball, and then he realizes, oh, I got speed.
Mm-hmm.
I have to really hustle this throw out. And he barely got him.
Yeah.
He got him, but he barely got him. But, like, I mean, Adames is a different thing. He's a veteran. He's been here before, but he's going through struggles.
Yes.
But it's things like that.
Nothing.
You realize, oh, how much time do I have?
Yes.
Can I take this extra crow hop? Do I have to really fire the throw in? Look, it's all those small things.
To me, baseball is such a game of, like, of repetitions, and you need both of these things. You need the pregame work, the routine of the pregame work every single day. Plus, there's no substitute for live game action. There are things that will happen to you on a field that you'll file away. I'm never doing that again, you know? Just little stuff, and it makes you a smarter, better player. Here's a good example of one, right? Like, how many times do you see a first baseman playing back? Let's say it's first and second, and there's one out. He's not going to hold on that runner at first base, and you're playing back in that situation. And most people are thinking, hey, ground ball to first base, I'm either going to tag first, or I'm going to flip it to the pitcher who's coming over to try to start that double play. Well, there's a time and a place where you just abort mission and you turn, pivot, and throw to second, get the lead runner, and just pray to God that your first baseman or your pitcher gets over and covers first base.
Yeah.
Right? There are times you get caught in between on those little things, and that's where the game reps are just invaluable.
I mean, Casey Schmidt two nights ago.
Exactly.
When runner on third, the go-ahead run late in the game on third, runner on first. Well, this was after the run had already scored, and then they got Machado in a rundown between first and second. Runner on third
exactly.
is the go-ahead run,
exactly.
and Schmidt is scared. He has Machado dead to rights if he throws to second base. Is scared to do it, or at least is worried to do it, because he doesn't want to, I don't know, make a wayward throw, make a mistake, and then have the runner on third come home and score.
It's exactly it. It could be a little play like this. Runner on second, ground ball to third to end the inning, right? Chapman throws one in the dirt, and it's up the line, for example, or, you know, again, in the dirt, up the line. Instead of, you know, trying to go for the huge pick, even though you know you're not going to get the play, that ball goes by you, that run's scoring. It's the difference between smothering it and understanding the situation and trying to be a hero. There's a time and a place.
Yeah.
It's like diving on a ball in the outfield and giving up an inside the park home run when you it's the worst thing you could do in that situation.
Yeah.
Let the ball fall, keep the force, throw it in. There's all these little things that happen throughout a baseball game, and you just can't, as much training as you want to do before game, you can't substitute live game reps.
And with all that in mind, we also asked Giants GM Zach Manassian, might you play Eldridge at DH in the major leagues?
I think we have to stay open-minded to it. You know, whether we get there or not will be dependent, obviously, on a lot of other things. I think when you add it all up, if as a group collectively feel like, nope, this is a risk worth taking because it's going to help us win, then yeah, possibly we get there. But you know, part of the reason is getting him to AAA. You know, just I think the right maturation and process for him as he climbs through the minor leagues. And you know, I think the biggest thing is, you know, let's see how things go there, and then we keep going. But certainly happy with where he's at offensively right now. And look, I think he's 20. He's undoubtedly going to get better. There's no doubt in my mind he will improve. And I believe he could improve even if he's at the big league level. It just might be a little steeper curve.
So, you know who was learning on the fly at the big league level
who?
How to play defense?
Who?
Tyler Fitzgerald at second base.
He's been pretty good this year.
They've done a really good job.
Yeah.
Now, I also believe signing Adames basically cemented, like, hey, and they kind of went into the offseason this way, we want to try you at second base. So I'm sure he spent all offseason.
Yeah.
This isn't just an in-season thing. But would you agree, he has made big strides defensively.
No doubt.
Right?
Yeah.
The year before, Tyro Estrada was an adventure a couple years ago at second base. He made big strides. Although I think Fitzgerald's a better defensive second baseman, I think he made big strides. And
those guys have also been infielders their whole careers.
Exactly. Exactly. But
as he said, Fitzgerald or Eldridge was an outfielder and a pitcher in high school.
It's a different thing. I always... you like when we're teaching young kids, I always want to teach you, even if you're left-handed, how to be an infielder, and then I can transition you to the outfield. It's a lot harder to take an outfielder and try to transition them to infield. It's just the whole thought process.
So that's the challenge.
It is.
And he's going to play every day in AAA. He played
yesterday.
You're
skeptical on this. No?
I'm skeptical?
I think you're really worried
about his glove. I'm skeptical about his glove.
Yeah.
For sure.
Which is totally fair.
Big time.
It's totally
but
fair.
I'm also of the mind, if you think he's your best option, whether it is deal with his defensive deficiencies or just play him at DH and utilize his bat, I'm all for whatever helps the team win the most games. Like, bottom line, that's what drives me no matter what. And if that means you delay the development of his glove, but if it helps you win more games now, that's a sacrifice that I'm willing to make.
Well, right
now, at DH, if you think that helps you.
Well, what's the sacrifice they made prior to Dom Smith coming in? We'd rather have Casey Schmidt's non-bat in the lineup because his glove is more valuable to us than the bat, right? So
they don't really have any other options, but yes.
Right?
Yeah.
No, you're right. You're right. So I think that's, you know, you're constantly making these trade-offs, you know, and they did it the other night late in the game when they substituted Yaz in for Encarnacion. We think Yaz's speed and defense is better in late game situation than Encarnacion's bat.
And that's also what Giants GM Zach Manassian said to us. He said, you do something like that, maybe you can play him at first base, but sixth inning, seventh inning comes around, you have a one-run, two-run lead, then you swap him out, and you put your better defensive option in there.
Absolutely.
And you protect him that way.
And like, they're going to do that there. I think they're going to do that in right field if it's Encarnacion to start the game.
Yeah, they definitely need to do that.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, like, I don't think that's exclusive to just that position.
Yeah.
I think they were doing it at times for the catching spot a couple years back. You know, they would go offense for defense or defense for offense before Bailey became the full-time catcher.
Yeah. I'm interested, though.
There's no doubt I'm interested.
It's amazing what one game does for you, huh?
I mean, look, we have a closer situation, which is a good one to have. We've got a Bob Melvin conversation. We've got a lineup conversation. Like, I want to see Jung-Hoo Lee bat lead off. Like, I still think that might be the move for them. How many different lineups have we seen?
Oh, God. It's like the Warriors starting lineups.
It's true.
It's exactly.
Who's going to have more?
Hey, Carter, did you end up pulling that song that I wanted you to this morning? Oh, you knucklehead. I want to end our show from here on out after Fast Five with that song as we're going on out in goofiness. All right?
Okay.
Can we do that for me tomorrow?
We had a lot to cut today, but I'll get to it.
We'll start that tomorrow. Anyway, time for Fast Five.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
Final thoughts, Shasky?
You go first.
Me?
Yeah.
All right. We got the NBA Finals beginning today. We've been so busy focusing on baseball that it kind of snuck up on me. Pacers, Thunder from OKC, game one today. I know you guys saw this, but I sent it to you. We don't need to play the sound. It's fine. Adam Silver, commissioner of the NBA, going on Fox Sports 1 and defending this matchup, saying that Pacers versus Thunder would be as if the Packers were playing the Steelers in the Super Bowl. Packers and Steelers are two of the more historic franchises in the NFL. That is not what OKC and Indiana is. And oh, by the way, I take offense to the idea that the commissioner of the league has to defend this finals matchup. I don't care about market size. I don't care about what the TV ratings say. I want good basketball. I like the way the Pacers play basketball. I'm excited to watch this NBA finals.
Wow. Some optimism.
My final thought.
I like that. No, that's a hell of a final thought.
I hate that everyone's so worried about what the TV ratings are going to be. I don't care.
I need the network heads to make a lot of money off this series, not going to happen, so I guess I just
care?
Have no need to watch.
Why do we care about that?
I don't. But
anyway.
The casuals do need a star. I'm just telling you. My mother-in-law.
MVP's in the finals.
There's a difference between being a really, really, really good player
all right.
being someone that captivates me to want to go and watch. Like,
right.
Matt Cain was a really, really good player. You know, he wasn't the rock star that Lincecum was. Doesn't mean he wasn't good. You know, some guys just have aura. You wouldn't know anything about it. All right? Now, speaking of aura.
A little projection there.
Speaking of aura, I'm so tired of watermelon getting a bad rap. And yes, you know what I'm talking about. Watermelon is one of the greatest fruits ever invented.
Who's giving it a bad rap?
Everyone. People walk by the watermelon at the Safeway, at the produce stand,
spit on it.
An individual this size, like I call it the mini basketball size, okay? Well, seedless watermelon is one of the greatest genetic inventions by our farming industry ever. I love it. I love watermelon. And I'm unashamed to say it out loud. Watermelon is the most underrated of all the fruits. It has to be ripe. It has to be in time. I cut up an entire watermelon last night, had it for dessert, had it for breakfast again this morning, and I'm going to eat more later, gosh darn it. And let me tell you this right now. Watermelon gets a bad rap. It's delicious, it's nutritious, and it is good for all. My dogs my son likes it, I like it, and you should like it too. Seedless watermelon, I'm all in. And yes, it's a genetically modified food because we basically bred them so that they don't have any seeds. And there's the greatest thing we've ever done. Nothing is better.
Biggest bugaboo of this team.
Exactly. I'm all in on watermelon. Seedless to be specific.
Oh my God, you have got me so fired up for watermelon right now, Shasky. I do like watermelon for
great
what it's worth. I am all in on watermelon. I'm curious, watermelon or avocado? What are you going with?
Oh, that's a tough
avocado.
One.
Avocado.
They're both fruits.
They are.
They're both fruits.
That's true. We're learning things
there's
today.
There's probably more good fats and nutrients in avocado. But God,
dude, watermelon on a hot summer day when you just got out of the pool and you got a little sandwich next to it on a paper plate, you got your little cup of juice right there. Like that is literally like that is the best life we'll ever get. Once you had that, just stop right there. Your life will never be better than that moment.
As an adult at graduation parties for kids, when I see the triangular watermelon cuts,
oh, you know it means
I'm
business.
Going all in. I'm even eating some of the rind. Yeah. It's so good, I'm going
weirdo.
In for more.
And Joe, the Melon Boy Shasky.
I have no problem in a room full of women having cocktails, because that's what happens at these parties. I go, excuse me, get out of the way, stop talking, I need the watermelon.
It's the Melon Man.
All right, rant over. Lubman, you got a final thought for us?
My final thought is I really want some watermelon now.
All right.
If avocado was magic, okay?
Which it is.
And watermelon was Larry Bird, why can't I like both?
You can like both. Avocado, more versatile, though, by a mile.
Great on a burrito.
Carter, what do you got for us?
My final thought of the day is I'm really excited for this Giants game today because I'm taking my mom to the game, and I haven't been to a game with her since the park opened in 2000, I think.
Wow.
Hey, you know, Carter's got family money, so it's like a running joke. So let me guess, did you buy out the whole suite, or are you sitting next to Larry Bear front row?
Stu's asking me how much field club tickets cost.
I'm in field club, but no. I didn't buy out that.
Field club. I get it.
Well, I really like the DoorDash thing to the seat. It's just, I mean, come on.
Dude, Sam laughing in the background. It's just all
that was a loud laugh.
I'm going to tell you right now, that lumpia is hella good at the stadium.
It is.
I had some the other day. It's hella good, dude.
Find it behind home plate.
All right, that was Fast Five, brought to you by Xfinity. At home or on the go, you'll get the fastest internet to all of your devices. Boys, it's been great hanging out with you the last 3 days. Spadoni back tomorrow. Thanks so much for tuning in. Stani and Guru are next, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Thanks for listening. We'll talk later on 95.7 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.